Good evening, everybody. This is Frank Allen here on WHRW Binghamton. Welcome to Tractor Fiction, where we examine the works of Jack Chick and discuss whether they make any sense whatsoever. This week, we do have a tract called Gomez is Coming. It deals with the gang lifestyle, which I feel is kind of an important thing to talk about. So there we are. Let's examine the gang lifestyle here with Gomez is Coming.
Once upon a time, a car was driving down a street just like the street that runs through your neighborhood. It was night, and the car's windows were tinted, but anyone on the street could hear the thumping bassline pounding in the car's interior. Inside, a couple of young gang members roll down the street, smoking and sipping on gin and juice.
Oh man, I'm so high.
Get ready, Holmes!
Ricky pulled out his Glock and rolled down the window, as they approached a gaggle of opposing gang members on the sidewalk.
Which one?
It don't matter, man!
Ricky let his bullets fly fast and hard, and quicker than you can say, "Please, Ricky, don't hurt him," he'd shot down a few members of the rival flock.
Bingo!
I'm hit! I regret nothing!
Not bad, huh? I got three of them!
But it wasn't until later that evening, back at the gang's secret hideout, that they realized the full implications of Ricky's actions.
Hey, muchachos, you're on the news!
Two of the victims are on life support, but Luis Gomez died at the scene.
You idiot! You killed the brother of Carlos Gomez!
You know, the butcher!
So what? He's in the joint.
Yeah, man, but he gets out on Thursday.
Oh, man, I need help.
Are you crazy? The butcher will kill us all if we help you.
We don't know you anymore, man.
You're dead already.
Across town, at the hideout of the butcher's gang, the other gang is thinking the same thought.
Hit the streets, we want this dude alive. He'll be our present to the butcher.
Eventually, they make their way to Ricky's former friends.
His name, if you want to live. It's Valdez, man. Ricky Valdez. He's at his mother's house.
They zip over to Ricky's mom's faster than you can say shpadoinkle.
Come on, Valdez, we know you're in there.
No.
What? Why, I oughta.
The gang smashed down the door and began pummeling the small and pathetically helpless Ricky.
That's for Luis!
Stop, he belongs to the butcher. Throw him in the van.
Hey, Ricky, guess how Gomez got named the butcher? Because he loves to slowly torture his victims until they die.
Dude. Butchers don't slowly torture animals.
Hey, shut up! Tonight we'll serve you tacos supreme, because tomorrow you'll never have to worry about eating again. I feel sorry for you, man.
The following day, in the local maximum security state penitentiary...
There goes the butcher back on the streets! I feel a lot safer with him out of here!
You'll be back, Gomez.
Don't count on it.
Once outside the prison gates, the butcher was met by his hombres. Even they were frightened by his cold, chiseled features.
Man, are we glad to see you. We've got something for you.
On the ride home, the butcher was unusually silent.
Man, what's wrong with him? He hadn't said a word to us.
He's planning his revenge.
Once there, the butcher approached the door to the room they had stashed Ricky in.
Stay out until I'm through.
Then he went to work.
Valdez, you can't dream what I'm about to do.
1 hour later, the butcher's pals were growing concerned.
It's too quiet in there. Going in.
You want to die, stupid?
Going anyway!
They burst into the room, only to find...
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into my heart.
Ricky and the butcher were kneeling, in prayer.
Come in. I want you all to hear this. Last night, in my cell, I met a chaplain. This dude used to be meaner than me. He told me things a priest never talked about. Then he blew me away with one question. He asked me...
Carlos... Did you hear the one about the worst killing in history? The one where man murdered God!
What? Man, that could never happen.
Oh, it did happen, Carlos. Almost 2,000 years ago, the world was infested with sin, and God would never let sin into heaven, but he loved us! So he made a way for us to go there. But only one who was sinless could pay the price for our sins. And the only one who was qualified was God the Son, Jesus Christ! So God came to earth and let the sinful men murder him. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Carlos, if you repent of your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to save you, he will!
You mean God still loves me after all the rotten things I've done?
Ha, come on. I was worse than you, and he saved me.
When I heard this, I fell on my cell floor and asked Jesus to become my Lord and Savior. I said, I give my life to you, Lord. Please save me. God changed me and took away my hatred, even for Ricky, who I didn't hate yet. Even though he killed my kid brother, but he hadn't yet, I could forgive him, because Christ forgave me.
But man, you gotta get even with him for getting Luis!
No way, man. That's not for me to worry about. When we kill each other, we're doing Satan's work. The devil loves it when unsaved people die, because they go straight to hell. Without Jesus, life was hopeless. But now I have hope, and God is working miracles in my life. Jesus loves all you guys, too, and he wants to save you. How many of you will say yes to Jesus?
We all will.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, and that's, the name. I mean, that's the tract, whatever it's called. I forget the name, but it's about gangs, and we're done with it now. So,